This photograph is called Stonehenge, Amesbury, Wiltshire, 3rd of August 2013. For many English tourists of the Victorian Romantic period, Stonehenge was a staging post on the journey to Wales. Today it receives over 1 million visitors a year and is a World Heritage Site. When it was first opened to the public, it was possible to walk among and even climb on the stones. However, they were roped off by English Heritage in 1977 due to problems with erosion. Today, despite attempts to guide visitors to the area's wider Neolithic landscape, tourists always want to see the big one. Such is the paradox of modern tourism that sites have to be protected and promoted at the same time. As Francis Pryor, author of The Making of the British Landscape, writes, the ever-present visitors to Stonehenge have themselves become a feature of the modern Stonehenge landscape. And as the crowds leave with their Stonehenge hats, Stonehenge t-shirts, Stonehenge Christmas decorations, Stonehenge beer and gin, they are taking with them pieces of this place, just as surely as Victorian tourists literally chipped chunks off for their mantelpieces. In recent times, Stonehenge has become disturbing history as an icon for English and British nationalists, and has increasingly become a political plaything for right-leaning newspapers in recent years, a symbol of Brexit Britain.